From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. China claims the self-ruled island of some 24 million is part of its territory, and Xi says any attempt at separatism will face the punishment of history. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
For Beijing, Taiwan is a sensitive issue and potential military flashpoint. Xi has been ratcheting up the pressure ever since Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen was elected in 2016. Tsai is a member of the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party, but says she wants to maintain the status quo. Taiwan's foreign ministry spokesman Andrew Lee brushed aside Xi's remarks and urged other countries to support Taiwan's role as a democracy in the region. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is due to meet with President Donald Trump at the White House Tuesday as part of a trip to the U.S. that comes amid heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Bill Gallo reports.
A senior White House official said the meeting is a tremendous opportunity to make progress and discuss Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Trump has explicitly sided with the Sunni monarchy in its rivalry with Shiite Iran. The Crown Prince, known as MBS, seems eager to take advantage. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A homemade bomb blew up at a FedEx Corporation distribution center early Tuesday, injuring one person. It's the fifth explosion in the state of Texas this month. The package was bound for Austin, the site of four other bombings, which killed two people and injured six others. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. South Koreans are increasingly optimistic about the prospect for peace following U.S. President Donald Trump's surprising decision to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to resolve the nuclear standoff on the Korean Peninsula. VOA Seoul correspondent Bill Patton has that story.
More than 70% of respondents to a recent South Korean public opinion poll were in favor of the expected summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in April, and then in May between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump. More than 60% of South Korean respondents in the poll were skeptical North Korea would abide by the terms of a denuclearization deal. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The world's last northern white rhino has male northern white rhino has died, leaving only two females of its subspecies alive. Scarlett Vitanovich has those details.
The Kenyan Conservancy taking care of the rhino, named Sudan, said the 45-year-old was euthanized after a rapid deterioration in an age-related condition led to changes in his muscles and bones and extensive skin wounds. There is still a chance the northern white rhino will be revived, though. A copy of Sudan's genetic material was taken on the day of his death, in the hope that future technology will bring the species back from extinction.
That's Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. UN officials say some 100,000 people are trapped in rural areas of Syria's northern Afrin district and need humanitarian aid after Turkish and allied Syrian forces drove out a Syrian Kurdish militia. Andrej Mahecek, spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, describes some shelters.
All existing shelters are extremely congested and overcrowded and lack basic sanitation. People queuing for line in for hours to use restrooms, most have no lighting.
UNICEF estimates 50,000 children are among those who need humanitarian aid in Afrin. A sheriff says the shooter at a Maryland high school has died after a school resource officer fired at him. St. Mary's County Tim Cameron told a news conference Tuesday morning that the shooter and the officer both fired a round, and it is not known if the officer's bullet killed the suspect. Cameron says a female student and a male student were also wounded in the shooting in a hallway at Great Mills High School in southern Maryland. Iraqi authorities have discovered a mass grave with bodies of 38 Indian construction workers abducted when Islamic State militants overran the northern city of Mosul in 2014. The bodies were found buried near the village of Badush, northwest of Mosul, in an area that Iraqi forces recaptured last July. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.